All right, so I'm going to preface this with public speaking is not one of my fortes, and I was coerced into telling this story. But I'm also going to say this isn't so much one story as it is a collection of multiple micro stories cataloging my probably about 14-year history or relationship with drugs. Not necessarily me being the one doing the drugs. They've just sort of always played a small role in my life. So this story probably starts about the age of when I was 14 or 15. This was about the time my friends and I first discovered marijuana. And it's also a little bit about my overbearing mother. So my mother knew that we were up to something. She couldn't prove anything, though. So basically she would, when I had friends over, she would kind of, you know, we would be upstairs just playing video games and she would sort of sneak around and sort of just like look in the room, just kind of like lurching over. She, you know, couldn't prove anything. My friend back there, Alex, one time was biking home and my mom actually pulled up next to him, in her car with another friend, with another friend's mother, and apparently they noticed him. He was eating a hot dog with aluminum foil, and his bike was wobbling back and forth. So this was cause for, you know, this was you know, cause for reasonable doubt, or that he was probably doing something. So apparently they called him over, grilled him, that sort of thing. Eventually. You know, I wasn't like a huge pothead, but maybe once a week for a few months. Eventually, my mom did catch me, and my punishment ended up being, I was about 16 at the time, punishment ended up not getting grounded. I had to write a report about marijuana. It was probably about, it was like, I don't know, something like 5 pages, you know, double-spaced, whatever, and I was doing, I... You know, 12-point Times New Roman font, you know the drill. So I actually did all this research. I was reading about marijuana's effect on the hippocampus, that kind of thing. Blah, blah. Hippocampus being a part of the brain, delayed reaction time, that sort of stuff. So at the age of 16, that's when I realized it probably wasn't worth it to smoke weed. So my role kind of just transitioned more into I am not going to do drugs, but I'm going to watch all of my friends do drugs. So I grew up in a town, a smaller town, where there was nothing to do. So pretty much all of the kids there did a lot of drugs. So basically my junior, senior year of high school, I really wasn't doing drugs, but I was still going to parties and watching people do quite a few drugs. So now this sort of transitions to when I started college. One of my roommates actually decided he wanted to try salvia. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of salvia. It's a plant that apparently if you smoke it, it's psychoactive. I personally have never tried it, but I watched him do the salvia. And apparently it lasted all of 20 minutes. He was on the floor shaking. When he came to, he said he was convinced he had gone into another dimension. So I kind of went through college with a lot of stories similar to that. I ended up transitioning into the responsible role where I just sort of babysat all my friends doing drugs. And then I think my next experience, I was in San Francisco the summer after, this was summer of 2009 after I graduated college, where I think weed was just decriminalized at that point. And I was like kind of past that phase in my life, but it was kind of interesting because I would grew up on the East Coast where it was everybody was freaking out about like if you even looked at marijuana you could get arrested. Here on the West Coast, I was with a friend of mine, getting basically every corner someone was trying to sell you weed. We were actually strolling through Golden Gate Park one time and there was a guy dressed up. He was like, you know, maybe not like super like khakis and a sweater vest or something. I was like, excuse me, gentlemen, would you all like to purchase some herb today? So I think at that point we just sort of had to. So anyway, I mean, nothing crazy there. So I think my overbearing mother's tactics kind of worked because I eventually went into medical school. where I had another, where my role became more treating patients, or, you know, looking at and treating patients who were with drugs. So I guess I have to preface this next part that, you know, all people with addiction are suffering, but this story is pretty, I guess, for lack of being PC, kind of funny. So it was a patient of mine. I was a third-year medical student in the emergency department, and he was, it's a kind of typical drug-seeking behavior. Comes in, sort of starts to say, doc, I'm in a lot of pain. There's only one drug that works. I can't remember the name. What's it? Dilodo? So again, this is kind of bad, but we refer to him as Dilodo Baggins. James Laddout.